August 13th, 2019, and I call to the order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, meeting of the Drainage District Trustees. And good morning. So, Kent, do you want to start us out by giving the report of what you've got for us today, and then we'll discuss some of the issues?
Yeah, we prepared plans and specifications for drainage district number 5 for Ann.
I think the work is
in Story County, and there's 5 divisions for different parts of the project. There's division 1 is the west main tile. As you can see, a lot of the details there of the different lengths of the tile that will be utilized for the west main tile. And on your plans that are in the back of the report show where exactly those are located. But the largest tile is 42-inch diameter, and it goes down to an 18th, or actually a 12-inch diameter. There's also off of that west main tile one lateral that goes to the northeast off the upper end of that tile and serves landowners up in that area, and that is to draw more water to that west side. That is a 30-inch diameter, and all of these tiles have the half-inch drainage coefficient, minimum half-inch drainage coefficient. Division 3 are some road crossings, the first being the city road crossing of what I call the 13th Street area. That is a facility of the city with 100-foot diameter, 100 linear foot of 42-inch diameter steel casing pipe that will be jacked and bored underneath the paved road of 13th Street in that area. It also goes underneath some water mains and some gas mains located in that area. So that's the right of way is actually 66 feet. The extent of that board to get underneath those utilities in that area. Division 4 then is the county road crossing at along 570th, the street going north and south. Again, those are 66 linear feet. The lower crosses it twice. One is a 36-inch diameter tile, and the other is a 30-inch diameter tile. Then Division 5 is a 12-inch diameter tile for that lateral one that crosses West Road. Bidders must bid on all divisions, and the drainage trustees have this option to select any combination of divisions in the best interest of the drain system. Award will be based on any combination of the divisions which ever is in the best interest of the district, and all bidders will be required to meet. A notice of bidders was published once a week to 2 consecutive weeks. They also distributed versus the electronic plan room called CDN. A lot of contractors are on that. Very efficient way to distribute plans. And it'll also be emailed to any prospective contractors if they may not be on that or if that's an additional to them. We have a preliminary set of bid opening date for September 5th at 10 a.m. And that's a Thursday. And for potential consideration by the board as the trustees on the following Tuesday, which is September 10th at 9:30. I have estimated project cost for the West Main Tile portion, which is in Division 1, of $1,248,000. Lateral one tile of $148,000, city road crossing construction cost of $107,000, county road crossings of $28,000 and $11,000, for a total of $1,542,000. Bidders will be required to provide bid security of 5% of their bid. Sales tax exemption certificates provided by the county. And we have set a completion date for substantially completed by December 1st of 2020. Liquidated damages for any time spent after that on the work would be $500 a day. We notify landowners where the work would be done, from the room works, contact. Work limits needed to be saved. We also inform them of the process, damages, and how that all works. But they need to inform the tenant. Performance bond as a maintenance for 1 year after the project is accepted. And then we have the item specifically for this project, and the warrants will be used, range warrants will be used. Number of anticipated installments. That should be, you have the option for installment payments of between 10 and 20 years. That should, I would actually recommend 20 installments at 10. And I believe interest rates for Story County will be 6%, is that correct?
Yes.
That can be changed.
Number 12, you're changing 10 to 20?
Yes.
Okay.
With that, I think there's been some questions on annexation, the construction. This is a little unique, this project, in that there's an area that to the west that is going to be annexed into Drainage District Number 5 Grant as a west main tile. To me, it's kind of a chicken and an egg thing. As I was explaining earlier, there's if the project doesn't proceed, the annexation area looks vastly different than if the project moves forward. The same would be true as if Lateral 1 isn't done for some reason. We don't know what that reason may or may not be, or even if the main improvement wouldn't be done. If Lateral 1, for example, isn't done, the annexation could be somewhat different as well. And sometimes even during the project, we find things that could determine somebody else's benefit. If we find additional tiles, for example, during the process of when we're working on digging the tile, that can impact the annexation areas. Can that always be changed? Probably. But it's, you know, it's another process.
Sure.
Legally, I don't know if there's an issue. I know that the board, at any time, they can annex an area if they find that an area is benefiting from the facilities of the district, or existing facilities, or future. But so, initially here, I had a schedule that was looking at an annexation. For our schedule, again, we were looking at September 10th for award currently. Construction beginning October 1st, potentially with, initially I had February 25th, the filing and annexation report and commissioner's report on reclassification, doing those concurrently, where you actually do the assessment at the same time as the annexation. If it's preferred, we could move up the annexation somewhat. We could actually file, we could meet schedule of filing the annexation report on September 10th, along with the award of the contract. That might provide a little more comfort to the landowners, knowing what areas exactly are going to be annexed, and they won't give their assessment. However, we have done preliminary assessments past. I don't know that we can meet that schedule for them. For a preliminary classification.
Thanks, Kent. You do such a nice job on all of this. And this is a, I agree, it's a, not a clear one this time.
It's a little unique.
My concern is for the trustees and, you know, these aren't popular projects in general. I think we could agree with that. And so I'm concerned that if we're not annexing everything that we're aware of as quickly as we can and giving that notice, that creates distrust from the landowners and concern from the landowners. And I'm also concerned that that could create potential litigation when people feel frustrated and upset that they weren't included in that initial project. So that's my concern. Obviously, it's up to the trustees how they want to proceed, and I appreciate that you have that second option where you could annex earlier. That's what I would recommend, and for those reasons.
I was on vacation Friday and Monday, so
oh, sure.
I'm just literally...
You're getting up to speed.
I'm getting up to speed. Okay. So I'm under the impression, or was under the impression, that the annexation would be done at the same time as this initially, but now I'm hearing as I listen to you talk that actually we'd be doing this first and then annexing the land. That's the issue, really.
Right.
Okay. All right. I do have another question as I go through all of the steps involved with Grant 5 is, of course, we've got $600,000 roughly of work that has to be done. We've got part of the main ditch needs to actually be fixed, okay? And so that was my question that folds right into this is then at what point do we do the work we're required to do too in this, but okay, thank you. So,
thanks to Scott for triggering the issue.
Yeah, and this was triggered. I got a call from Martha Quiver, she's the landowner in the district. She called me Friday, wanted to know what was going on. She'd seen the posting of this meeting online, and she's asking all kinds of questions about the annexation and when she is going to see the annexation, when that would be presented. And after I hung up with her, I got thinking, we don't have an annexation, we're going forward with the project. I didn't
even know that.
She
was already expressing
time.
Kind of these concerns that we see,
yeah,
as far as not feeling included, not, you know, and mm-hmm. I think it helps from a trustee perspective if we're linking in people as soon as possible, as early as possible, because otherwise, you know, while lawful, it could create some issues for you guys that I don't want.
Do you think moving that filing the annexation report to the September 10th date?
I would much prefer that.
That.
Yes, I would much prefer that. That'd be great. Thank you, Kent. And thanks for having a, you know, alternative.
Yeah.
You always have an alternative plan, don't you?
Good question, Kent. Some of the new tiles have been placed outside of the current district, so we're entering private. We're not first easements for the tile, or are we?
You don't.
What gives us the right to even enter this property at this point?
It's not annexed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That was my concern. Karen?
I'm going to defer to maybe Jesse.
Yeah. Well, again, that's another issue that I think we can alleviate by annexing it. I'm just very pro, as you probably saw from my one-liner email, we need to annex it. I know that kind of sets off our time table, but I think for various issues, we should just annex up front. But it's totally setting everything. I understand it's mixed.
How long will the annexation process take? I'm not familiar with that because I've never gone through that.
Yeah, if we file on September 10th, public hearing, I'm proposing a public hearing on October 29th. I was proposing construction could begin as early as October 1st, but again, we could push that back until after the annexation.
Perfect. That, you'll make me feel so much
better. That would
alleviate all my stress.
And is that a legal requirement to release for October 29th? Is there some time frames there? Is that why you're putting it that late?
Yeah, there's a 40-day...
40 days.
Minimum of 40 days. That's actually a week prior to October 29th, but I
sure.
don't know that I can make that one.
Okay. So, And the $600,000 work that still has to be done, that's separate from this?
Well, there is nothing approved. What are you referring to?
That was the minimum amount to clean out the existing ditch.
Correct.
Back to its original condition.
That's the amount that we have to take care of.
I think it was $531,000.
Oh, sorry.
That was not approved at the hearing.
No.
No, but
that work was not approved to move forward with that hearing. But that was in our report as a recommended repair cost to the
Is that something that can be done separately? I'm just curious. Or since all this other stuff is getting done, it should be done at the same time.
I would recommend it not be done as part of this project.
I know.
I agree. We recommended that that be.
Was that, if I can object?
Yes.
If we proceed with the larger project at some point, the improvement, would that affect the ditch? Or does, if we clean out the ditch first, do you have to go back and do more work on it if you do the full?
That's my question.
The full project where you extend the open ditch and put in larger tile for the existing grant five.
That's also an improvement, though. I'm talking about what literally we have to bring up to the standards. I'm talking about the repair. Thank you.
If we repair the ditch and do the improvement, do we have to go back and
go
far more to the ditch?
I have to look.
Think we did.
Did we? I'm not sure.
Would you double check that and let us know?
I think that's a separate issue that could be addressed. And I think that was what I gathered from that hearing is that the board at that time wanted to do this in steps.
Yes.
Is that what you remember?
Yes. I was looked over the minutes Friday and again today.
Okay.
That the feeling from a lot of the landowners in the district was let's do this and see what effect it has on how much water is draining into the existing facility.
Yeah.
You got to remember the public, too.
Yeah. I don't want to make the thing long. It's just that's how I remember what you were saying. Then.
Okay. If you want to make a comment, would you come to the mic? Are we recording?
We're
recording. It's not on. Hold on.
Yeah, I just didn't want to drag this out. That's how you were saying was how I understood also. In the past ones, the other supervisors, that was my understanding, everything was going to wait on the actual grant by pitch till this got done and improved to see the effect, because nobody really wanted to spend the money to clean the people in grant five now, and that did.
Okay.
That was how I remember. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I remember the hearing for. That's how you relate it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Jensen. Appreciate it. What we just had on the agenda today was to review and accept the final plans and the bid documents. So I'm just going to say, rather than the other project, we didn't have that on the agenda here.
No, we didn't, us accepting and with County Attorney Reynolds now bringing up the point about the annexation, I mean, do we not have the option, though, to discuss where this fits into the project? We still are only going to vote on what we're doing right here, right? Okay, that was why I brought it up. Because if I hear this correctly, so if I can restate then, so what we would be doing on this timeline is we would make sure that also the annexation schedule would be filed with us on September 10th when we are doing the bid consideration, when we're actually voting on the open bids for this repair. That's when we're also going to have the annexation filed, and then the public hearing would be on October 29th, correct? Okay. So is there any benefit to even waiting to award the bid until we have that public hearing for all the landowners to weigh in? I share County Attorney Reynolds' somewhat concern and definitely want to keep the landowners involved. I mean, this total project, if everything were looked at that has been thrown back and forth, we're talking about a $4.5 to $5 million total bill to landowners if you went through everything. This is is just the personal part of it. So that's why I agree that keeping landlords informed. It was well-attended meetings each time. And also the time we have here for the bid opening at 9:30 plus the file of the annexation, 9:30 to 10 is not going to give us enough time. I also definitely would like to have it be an evening meeting. There were a lot of people that attended both of our evening meetings.
Say the public hearing to be in the meeting.
And also the, yeah, if we're going to file the annexation report, though, people are going to want to see that report, and even though the public hearing won't be until October 29th, I believe there will be people who want to be in attendance when that annexation report hits the dais.
You're right.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is to file the annexation September 10th, public hearing October 29th, and then awarding bids a date after that.
If that's possible, I know bids are usually only good 30 to 60 days.
I think 60 days.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you could award that same night if you want to have them.
Okay. That I think would be good because we still have the public hearing on the annexation report. So now this is a, my goodness, you're here this morning. Okay. So if we award a bid and then let's say that on October 29th something really unforeseen happens or import unforeseen happens and we say, oh, we need to go back on this bid. Can we legally do that if we just repost the whole bid?
No, there'd have to be a reason. There'd have to be something wrong with the bidding process. So if you award the bid, you're going to be bound to it unless they're specific, you know, unless they don't meet our requirements, they don't post their bond, they don't. So I think you're bringing up a really good point, Supervisor Olson. You know, how this kind of manifests publicly, I think people could feel frustrated at that initial meeting with the filing of the annexation report and the awarding of the bid. Because again, they're just getting annexed in. They don't know exactly what their portion is going to be. So I think you're hitting on the practical concern. Absolutely. I share the concern.
Here's a suggestion I have. Kent, you said you can have the annexation ready to be filed by September 10th. So I think that's a key date. Public hearing October 29th. You've done the math on that. Why don't we take the bid opening and move that back some ways? And then we can have a little bit of time then after October 29th. We're not going to be right up against that time, that 60 days on the bids. Would you be comfortable doing that?
Absolutely.
And maybe suggest when would you want to have bids due in that case? The bid opening? Would you propose sometime in October or later in September? Okay. And for those of you who have come to the Board of Supervisors meeting, we're in a Drainage District Trustees meeting now, and I think we'll be done shortly. So we will be starting the board meeting a few minutes late so we can get this business done. Thanks for your patience.
Mm-hmm. Like on Thursday before, that would be the 24th, October 24th.
Okay.
And then if you'd want to do the...
And then what's October 20? Is that a Thursday?
October what?
Is October 24th a Thursday?
Yes.
And then October 29th?
Or Tuesday.
That would be a Tuesday evening for the public hearing.
And award.
Right. Public hearing on annexation and award of...
Yes. Okay. Okay, let me go back through
what
that.
Time?
I would say six gives people who are working time off or for most people, and then
I guess I'm fine with 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Anybody have a problem with that?
Public hearing at 6 p.m. with the board.
After.
Okay, so.
7.
Just be as part of
6:30.
Just set at the same time. You could have more than, yeah, I mean,
sure.
We can have more than one agenda item, and then that way we're tied into a particular time.
So then what we have is a, I'm going to say this and see if this makes sense, okay? Would entertain a motion to receive and accept the final plans and bid documents for Drainage District Grant 5, West Main Tile Improvement, and for filing of annexation with the following changes. That the filing for annexation will be done on September 10th, bid opening October 24th, public hearing on annexation and award of contract October 29th.
That sounds exactly what I wrote down on my notes.
Okay, would you care to make that motion?
I would make that motion. Scott, do you need it all repeated back?
We're recording, it should be good.
All right. Okay. So that's a yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I move that we set the presentation and the filing of the annexation report on Tuesday, September 10th at 6 p.m. The bid opening for October 24th at 10 a.m., and then a public hearing plus award on the bid at 6 p.m. on October 29th.
Did you want the annexation to be, on the 10th, to be at 6 p.m.? That's just Kent filing with us, and then we present the landowners.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we do that at 9:30?
At 9:30?
Filing of the annexation on
the 10th. The filing of the annexation would be September 10th. That would just...
That would be at 9:30 because it's a Drainage District Trustees meeting.
Okay. I thought I heard you say it at 6 p.m.
I did say it. Originally, I said about people wanting it right away, but that's fine if we're doing the discussion of it on the 29th. Then I'll go with 9:30 a.m. on September 10th.
That's just giving it to us, and then we present to the landowners on the 29th.
And then the landowners will have time to look at it between. I'm fine with that amendment going back or putting that in to 9:30 a.m. Okay.
Yeah, I'll second the motion. Discussion? Before we vote, is that that works?
I think
perfect.
We're
great.
Good.
Okay.
It's always
good resolution, yes.
Okay. Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion carried. Do we have any other business? I think we got two items put in one motion. I hope that's okay with everybody. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second. We're adjourned. Thank you. Jessica, thank you for coming.
Anytime. That's what I'm here to help us out. You pay me for.
That's very, very helpful.
That's what you pay me for.
I don't know.
That's good.
You want those? Or
you want those?